I find out there's more freedom than I even knew I needed.
Amen.
God keeps going. Chop, chop. Karen's the one that does chip chop.
You're listening
here
to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And so you are listening to the Good News Station. We're into the last hour of the day, and it's going to be a glorious time. And so we just want to pause for a moment of prayer before we go any further. Father, we just rejoice. We rejoice because there is absolutely nothing that we shouldn't be able to give you praise in and through. And we do that today. You're mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Father, from early this morning, there was just a fresh song, a new song that you were putting into my heart and into my spirit. And we've been here with your people today, Lord. This is your ministry. And this is a time where we're going to give you praise for all that you have done and you are up to. You're doing some great things right now in people's lives. We give thanks. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. James, do you have any wrenches that would make a lot of noise if you banged them on something?
I thought I should bring some. If I ever do a show by myself again, I'm going to bring a little horn and a bell. And a...
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Some of that stuff.
Rhett, do that.
Well.
Rhett, yes.
All right. So we're going to have to start. Luann, you're going to have to help us out.
Okay.
I have a check in front of me,
yes.
And it says 333.
Correct. That's
tell me about that.
Well, that's been put on my heart as far as when I first started the program, Kingdom Recovery here. I went into a partnership, actually, with my ex-husband.
Wow.
And he offered an amount that, you know, to support the ministry.
Awesome.
And 333 was a number that I was left with. So I knew it was Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, for me. That just came to me earlier.
And I tied that every time, or blessings, or my giving to WCNO is always 333 every time we have a prayer and share. And I do that just to honor the amount God put on my heart to be giving and serving with. So I do that. And it multiplies, not only in finances, I'm sorry, but in listeners, responses. I get a lot of responses. I pray with people. They share their story privately, off the air. So I know that God is due to not only being here on Fridays and sharing and teaching and doing that, but through the offerings of time and finances. It's, you know, where we want to be whole in
Amen.
Our giving with God.
Amen.
You know, so, and he does, he multiplies it. So I just want to share that there has been a really great response.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
awesome. Well, in addition to that response, when you came in, I went to the president of NCN, which is the president of our station and some other stations. And I said, you know, we have this lady that's looking at doing a program. It's called Kingdom Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the focus of the program. And I'm asking if we can discount the program for the first 6 months.
Right.
And the response was, I can't wait to hear how that goes. Mm. And so guess what?
Yeah.
You are way beyond 6 months, girl, and you're still getting that discount.
Yeah.
And when I'm filling out the FCC, federal government, federal communications, when I'm filling out the reports, I go into Kingdom Recovery and I'm like, okay, what do I leave out? You know, it's like every week there's going to be something I can put in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much about the kingdom of God, so much about healing, so much about the 12 steps, so much. Mm-hmm. And so I just try to pull different pieces when I fill out the different reports. But when I talk with the president of our ministry, she's reading all of that.
Praise God.
She said, wow, I really enjoy what you all are doing. I used to take from all these national ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd fill out the report. Now, of course, Karen, you and David know that we do more and more live stuff right here and from local, and we're bringing it right in, and you're one of those programs. And now all of the reports are from local live programming right here in WCNO. This was not happening
right.
like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a beautiful thing. Now, James, you have a story about the 333, but before we get to that, let's give the phone number out, because this is going to be a matching fund. However, it's got a wrinkle in it. What did you say is going to get matched up? It's 333. What is going to get matched up? Triple. Triple?
Yes, I say triple. Mm-hmm. 333.
Wow.
Yep.
Amen.
Good. Did you get that?
Amen. Yes. Everyone listening, help me out.
So 999.
Gonna get on the stick now.
So we want to get end up with 999.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's We're looking it. For 1,000.
Yes.
Or are we looking for 3,000? What are we looking for?
Well, we're always.
We're looking for 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So phone lines are open right now.
Praise God.
And let's give those numbers out, or the number out.
Okay, you can call WCNO at 772-221-1100. You can text WCNO and put 24365. And you can also go on the website, WCNO.com, and there's a donation click button.
Did you do all that without notes?
Well, no, I have this, but I do know you. I know the station number.
You know it.
And I've been listening today, so I also learned about the texting.
Oh, yes.
The WCNO. So, and you just you do have to put WCNO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Amen.
Good job. And
it's a teachable program.
As an added benefit to the listener, and I'm privileged to produce Kingdom Recovery.
Yes, we're very happy.
Luann has so much energy that if you put your phone next to the radio, it might charge up. And if you need to jump, you know, if you're down the side of the road, yeah, then turn on the radio high enough and see if you can turn the key and it'll charge the battery. Anyway.
Wow. Well, you know, David sees into all those things, you know.
Yes.
The things that are not as the though visions. They were, you know. He's off in that realm. All right, so the phone number is given, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we are looking for your call. And Tom taught me something. He said, when you're talking, people are listening. They're not calling and giving. Mm-hmm. So we need to go to a song. When we come back, James, are you going to be ready? You've got a story about 333, don't you? All right. I think it's pretty good, too. I think it's pretty good. Be right back.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Be it tranquil waters or raging sea, valley of shadow or mountain breeze, in time of trouble, Lord, prayer of peace, I'm resting. When I'm all alone in a crowded room, in a wealthy place but never destitute, season for sowing or bearing fruit, you've never left me. And you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I call out, you're there. And I don't understand. Your love navigates me and leads me to safety. In a busy city or a country road, in the heat of summer or threat of snow, where seashells lie or flowers grow, I am resting. And you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I reach out, you're there. And I don't understand. Your love navigates me, then leads me to say you're there. And I'm grateful, and I'm here, 'cause you're faithful. The sun and the moon, they remind me that you are forever present. So I'll leave you never.
early meditation or bedtime prayer, in a boardroom meeting or a county fair, baby's christening or last farewell, I'm resting. Oh, and you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I call out, you're there. And I don't understand. Your love navigates me and leads me to say, you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Oh.
And Karen, the number is?
That number is 772-221-1100.
James.
Yes.
333.
All right. I kept seeing 333, and this is about 20 years ago. And
you remember it.
Oh, of course. He's only spoke audibly 8 times.
Woo!
Which I'm happy. I mean, the first time I heard him.
Hey, that's really important because some people say, God doesn't talk to me, but he'll keep talking to you here. He knows how to do that.
So, and he speaks, most people, he's speaking to everybody. They just don't know. Yes. He speaks a lot through impressions, and you get the phone call. Man, haven't heard from you in 5 years, and I was just thinking about you all day yesterday. Like, God's trying to show us he wants to talk to us. Audible is rare, but I kept seeing it for about 2 months, and then it stopped. And I looked all the 333 scriptures up, and I'm like, I don't feel.
So what,
like
you were hearing the Holy Spirit speak into your mind? 333. Oh, you were seeing it. Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Every time, I'm like, what is with this? It was just overabundance. Every time I look at the clock, every time I look, you know.
So you're searching the scriptures?
Yeah. And there was no 333s that made any sense. And then I didn't see it for a couple months. And I woke up, and I don't know how God does that. I don't know if it's an angel or it's like something right in my face. Which is like, and he said, like, normal voice, and it got louder. And the third time was yelling. He said, 33-3, 33-3, Jeremiah 33-3. Like, I jumped up over the Bible, and it says, call unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't not know. And the neat thing was, I only told the owner of the house of prayer, Penny Richwine, and this other lady that I had been mentoring some. And then we went to a Dutch Sheets concert conference in Melbourne, and he's up there, and he's like, I'm not into this looking at number stuff. But I kept seeing 333. They both turned to look at me. And then I heard the audible voice of God, 33, Jeremiah 33. They looked at me. That was funny.
Confirmation. Praise the Lord. Amen. He always does that.
And it says, call unto me, and I'll show you great, mighty things you do not know.
Amen. Amen. And it's a good thing that he does that confirmation, because we can think we're crazy sometimes.
Well, that,
you know, the enemy can make us feel a certain way, so God confirms himself to us.
He does, and that is absolutely awesome, because Satan has plenty of participants, sometimes even next to us sitting in church, that will go, yeah, you're crazy. You're a little out there. Love you, but, you know, you're a little crazy. And then the enemy will go, yeah, that's right. You're really crazy, you know. But, God will confirm it, make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have 333, and we're looking for those who are led by the Holy Spirit to jump in this afternoon and be a part of this great ministry. And the way Kingdom Recovery comes to you is by this station. So if we weren't here, that wouldn't be happening here. So thinking about the vision God gave Ray Cassis to pursue, you have to get an address. You know, to have a radio station, you have to have an address. You have to find an address. And so there's tons of addresses that are little, that cover little small areas, like you could get one for your backyard or something, or a church parking lot. And during COVID, a lot of that happened, right? Mm-hmm. But WCNO has a 100,000 watt deliverance. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's huge. There is no larger voice in the United States that's licensed than our voice. And here we are. I mean, y'all come walking in, and we've had all kinds of people just walking in, coming in today. And what are we doing? We're lifting up Christ. We have freedom to do that. We're not controlled by some corporate conglomeration that's saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't talk about that. What? You talk about deliverance? What are you talking about? We don't do that around here. We're a corporate machine, right? We do music. That's all we do. No. We have freedom to be led of the Holy Spirit here. What a blessing. And it is awesome. And your ministry is so valid and such a blessing. So give us a call, 772-221-1100. Okay. So, Luann.
Yes.
What made you what you are? I mean, how did you get here? Why do you do what you do? How do you have a passion to reach people like you do?
Okay. Well, it's a very long story, so we won't get into the whole thing, but it started in New York. I had no plans to ever move.
Did you say New York?
New York.
New York.
I had no plans to move here at all.
Okay.
Zero. But I took a radio challenge. I didn't know what I was doing when I was doing it, but it was because I'm a very competitive person, obviously, you know. It's just who I am. We're like sore winners and sore losers in my family. Even when we win. We're like in your face. It's just horrible. Horrible.
So what would happen? I just have a question. If you didn't have hands, would you be able to talk?
I don't think so.
I say that all the time.
Do you say that?
I say, I wish they could see your hands when
we're talking. Oh, my God.
Cameras are coming. I've ordered cameras for this
sometimes
room.
Sometimes it's making it make sense.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted. Okay.
No, that's okay. Because I don't know. That's the way I explain it.
Well, your hands were moving so fast I couldn't see your face. So I was like.
But you understood me.
Okay.
So there was a radio station. I never listened to Christian. I didn't even know what Christianity was or Christians. I didn't know anything about
it. Are you serious?
I had no
idea.
You
were like a heathen and didn't know better.
I didn't know. I grew up as a Catholic. I went to, you know, but not like as a practicing Catholic, but just a ritual practicing Catholic.
Religious.
I made all my, confirmation and all that.
No.
So I was in the car and I heard this person say, if you listen to this station for like 3 months, I think it was, then you will be like, I don't know, it was something like, then you'll be sold out, like bought into like the radio station. I guess that's what it was. There was no prize necessarily like that I was going to get.
Thank
I wasn't going
to
get paid or anything. But I said, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. I was by myself and I was determined that I was going to listen to that radio station. No one was ever going to change that station, even if I wasn't in the car, because then I would have lost in my mind. So I listened to this and now I'm singing songs. I don't know it's Christian music. I still don't know it's Christian music, but it's beautiful music, and I'm singing and everything. My kids are like...
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I have no idea that I'm listening to... I think it was Love FM.
I don't know.
It's a New York Christian music. Well, so I listen and everything, and now things are changing in my life. So I see a house online, never saw the house. I told my kids in Florida, wouldn't it be nice to live here? And they said, yeah. I said, well, you know, I was divorced, so I could never just pick up my kids and leave. But they must have had a conversation. And they said, Dad said it would be okay if that's what's going to make us happy. So I made an offer, never saw the house, just from one on, and they accepted it. So it's just crazy. So I buy this house. I have no idea what I got myself into. I come to see the house. It's beautiful. But I have to sell my house. And it was not a very good time to be selling a house. But I didn't even put it with a realtor. I put a sign. My neighbors thought I was crazy. But that's normal. Everybody thinks. I put a sign from Home Depot, for sale by owner. One of my neighbors in another area called me, gave me asking price. It was in the newspaper, the local newspaper, that I sold the house on my own for the price. And I get here. And now... Nobody likes it here, none of my kids, so they want to go live in New York. And I was devastated.
After you get here?
After I get here. And I had no one. I mean, I wasn't even connected to the
program. They leave?
Program. I was just so...
Your kids go back north?
They went back to the... Yeah, they had to live. They wanted to go back, finish school.
Okay.
So that was devastating to me because, first of all, my pride got hit because my ex is going to raise the kids. They were... One was already in college. The other two were finishing up high school. And I had a little boy who was just... starting kindergarten. So I was devastated and I felt the depression coming in. And I knew nobody, so I didn't have fellowship the way I did in New York. So I was getting sucked into deep depression. And I've been in and out of, in the past, mental institutions. Even in sobriety, I was stuck in myself a lot. right, with anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and all these things. Now, feelings are legit to a point, but they're not facts, which are good. You need to have feelings to regulate where you're at, but then they don't always tell you the truth. They want to kind of manipulate. They're used to manipulate you by right. the enemy. So they leave. I'm depressed, and I cried out to God. I felt addiction coming back because I was like, I'm just going to start a new life. I felt addiction already started coming back because I was depressed, so I was using pills. But it started to really grip me. Like, I didn't have to do anything. Depression, loneliness. I felt like I was being sucked into the pit of hell again, and I've been there in my life. And I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. The next day, my ex-husband called me, and he said to me, because he can hear it, you're going to let your pride get in the way. Go to a meeting. And I was like, who the heck does this guy think he is? I was like, so I did go to a meeting the next day, and it was a meeting. I was in program since 1991.
Wow.
I went to a meeting that was a prayer meditation meeting. I never been to a prayer meditation meeting, but I knew. I got up in that meeting and I went outside. It was the 24-hour day book. I run a 24-hour day meeting today in this fellowship hall on Mondays at noon. So if you would like to attend, please do so. And I was looking at it, and I'm like, I never been to a meeting like this. It was at a 24-hour day book, which is a prayer book that they stopped using in AA because it was too godlike.
Wow.
So we use it now.
So this is after the Bill Wilson?
I was in a depression, it didn't. So they stopped using that book. They don't like that book because it talks a lot about God.
Okay.
And surrendering yourself to God. So I started at that point. I started to attend this meeting, and God started speaking to me, and I thought I was crazy because I never heard
Okay,
God.
Hold the thought. We're going to come back. Karen, give the phone numbers out. We need to get some calls coming in here this afternoon. We need to match up this, and it's going to take $666 to match it up. So give us a shout.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. And Luann is sharing a little bit about how she ended up where she is, involved in ministry right here on WCNO Radio. And if you didn't catch it, she was raised in church, but she knew nothing really about God and salvation and the freedom that's available. And sometimes we who are in church thinks everyone knows
that's
what
right.
we know. And that is not the case. That's not the case.
Amen.
In
yeah.
fact, you may have a family member that was in church with you as you grew up, and you may be serving God. You may go, what's wrong with them? But maybe their eyes have not yet been opened.
Amen.
They've never seen, they've never understood, but perhaps today is their day of salvation.
The blood. a man. Yeah. Breaks him down to his knees. Oh. I've been broken, Lord, more than a time or two.
Oh, yes, I have.
But then you picked me up.
All my hope is in Jesus. So, well, Luann, sounds yes. like you had a encounter with God and things started to change.
Yes.
And how could you have gone through your life without knowing about Jesus?
That's right. Because when we were listening to the song, I was sharing that there was a period during this time when I got born again that I was very upset that I went all that time, you know, doing things.
Years.
And no one ever said,
seeking
do you
recovery,
know Jesus?
Seeking to be free.
Seeking recovery, going
searching.
Back to school, being a counselor. So I knew, you know.
What should be.
Put it this way. I knew how to, between the difference between right and wrong and now.
Sure,
I didn't when I was acting all crazy.
Yeah.
But then I stepped out into a recovery world and no one, and I even in Catholic school, I never, and listen, maybe they did say it, but like you said, I was blind and I couldn't hear, but I was there was a period I was very upset, but it was during that time that I even went to see a psychiatrist because I thought I was crazy because God was talking to me about the program. Everything started to make sense. Every slogan, he lined it up with a scripture and he showed me his hand and the 12-step groups because I'm a counselor also, so
right.
It was part of what I was doing for all those years, for over 20 years. And he said, I want to join hands with you, man, and there's going to be miracles. And let me tell you, I've seen people with 28 years of sobriety come to Jesus and their whole life has changed because they were set free, captives of the mind.
Yeah.
It's our soul that stays bound. You can have your spirit, but be grieving and not operating and cooperating with the Holy Spirit. And still be mentally tormented your whole life if you don't submit to God and his way, his will. You know, I talk about the keys of the kingdom mentality, because it's a kingdom. It's the mind change that makes you transform. If your thinking doesn't change, and only through the word of God can it change supernaturally. I mean, we can learn things in this world, but it takes a supernatural mindset to be able to be transformed in your heart.
And that's the plan of God.
And it's
be
his
not
plan.
Conformed. Be not conformed.
That's right.
And the only way to not be conformed is to be transformed.
That's right.
It's not like you
Amen.
Go, I'm not going to be conformed. You are conformed already.
Amen.
If you're saying that,
that's right.
You know, so the only way to not be conformed is to be transformed. And it's an ongoing, progressive, increasing,
that's right.
powerful manifestation of God in your life. That is for real.
That's right.
James is ready to explode over there. He looks real peaceful, but I can just tell the way he's sitting there that he's got something really powerful to say. Karen, give the phone numbers again. Give us the skinny on how much time we have left and where are we. You are the timekeeper, so.
All right. That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we have $333 that we're trying to match up.
Twice.
That's right.
So that would be $999, right?
Yes.
That's right.
So where's that $500? Where's that $100? Where's that $50? Or just give $1,000. That'll cover it. That'll cover it. But in all seriousness, this is Friday afternoon, and we're right now at $41,894, and we need to take a giant step forward. And this is your Good News Station. And when we come and say, listen, listener support, we are listener supported, I don't think we need to dig into the Greek or the Hebrew to figure out what that is. That means if we have no listeners, we have no support. And so if God's touched your life, you know, what we hear repeatedly, we hear from people who say, I've been listening for years. Today, I'm giving for the first time. And that is such a joy to hear. Today we've heard one person was saying, I think they said, we've been listening for like two, three years. Mm-hmm. And it's time that I give. You know, first time giver. A man who owns a business in the Fort Pierce area, I believe, at a recent prayer and share, told me, I've been listening since the radio station went on the air. Like that first year in 1990, I've been listening. I've never called. I've never given. But I'm given today.
Amen.
And so this may be your day for the first time. Actually, there's thousands of people that listen that have never connected with us.
Right.
So why not be a part of the ministry that takes place here today?
Amen.
And thank God for our churches. I'm a pastor. We're not asking for your tithe. We're just saying if God has put in your heart, God has blessed you, whether it's a buck or whether it's $1 million, whatever that means that God directs you to give, get out of the boat, trust God, and come alongside of us. We're out of the boat. This is a faith ministry. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have any big corporate businesses that's going to pump the bucks in here. This has to come from our family. So thank you so much for supporting us. 35 and a half years, headed toward 36 years, going to happen. All right, so Luann, you're sharing some of your story. James, so you grew up in a perfect home, huh?
No, but my parents were good at making me think it was.
Okay.
They never yelled in front of me. That was a big
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Wow, that's unusual.
I had a lot of stuff going on, but I didn't know.
That's unusual.
And I didn't go to church growing up. My mom did tell me when I was probably 6 or 8 about Jesus. And, you know, it didn't really lead me to the sinner's prayer or anything. And I just believed her, though. And he actually spoke to me when I was 11. Hmm. I was walking down 25th Street. I got left at school or something. And I don't know if I even realized afterwards that I went, that was God. You know, it's just, I'm walking down the street and he said.
25th Street where?
Yeah, Fort Pierce. Like Virginia.
You grew up there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Born and raised.
You're
a
native?
Since I was 3. Yeah.
Wow.
North
that's
Florida.
Cool. Okay. Okay. So you're
anyway,
25th
walking
Street.
Down the street. Yeah. And he says, there's a truck coming up behind you. He's going to try and grab you. Do not turn around and look. Wait until he passes by. The second he passes by, run. And then I hear this semi. Brrr, brrr, and I knew he was coming for me. So I didn't look, but I'm looking over with my eyes as hard as I can and keeping my head straight forward. And he was almost stopped when he come by. He probably didn't go a whole nother truck length. It was barely moving. I seen him looking, and the second the back of the door caught where he couldn't see me, I just bolted. There's woods there. There was doctor's office now, but this is 1971. I was 11. And I just started. I ran as hard as I could. I got to the middle of this field, and I look over, and he had pulled up to the street going the same way I'm going. And he's looking at me, and I stopped, and then he stopped, and I looked around, and there's some people in a carport, and I just ran full speed to those people. And when I ran up in there, a guy was in there I played baseball with, and that's the reason I remember I was 11, because we both were going to pitch the next year, and I didn't pitch till Well, I was 12, literally. And I didn't say nothing. I didn't tell him nothing about it. I just started talking to them, and he drove off. And
that was a really powerful engagement with God, encounter with God.
Yeah, and it's funny.
You know that was God at that point?
That's what I'm saying. I think so. I don't know what I thought a couple of times that would happen, you know. So then teenage years came, and then partying came. And then someone invited me to church. I was like 20, and I went, and I felt drawn, but it was a church that didn't believe in the gifts, and I went up, and I got baptized. So I went to church for about 8 years with a hangover every Sunday with the girl I'm living with, whoever it was at the time. And then I was living with this girl, and she had a cyst, and she went in, and they had to take her ovary, a fallopian tube, a bunch of stuff out of her. And then she kept having pain. And then I was doing the irrigation at a guy's house that a lot of people know in Fort Pierce is Bobby Hopkins. He actually was on TBN, some of the stuff. He was a professional football player and world champion arm wrestler for 7 years and ran for commissioner. A lot of people knew him. He did a lot of stuff for the Lord. And I was doing the sprinklers at his house, and then I got to tell him about my girlfriend because she had to come back in 2 weeks. And then I was out there a couple days later. I was done checking the sprinklers, and I had her with me, and I introduced him. I said, oh, this is my girlfriend, and he's just talking. He goes, oh, you're the one. Did you go to the doctor and find out your sister gone? She goes, no, we go Friday. What are you talking about? We prayed about it in church. God showed me it's gone. Don't worry about it. Okay. And I don't think we said a word. I think God kept our lips shut so we didn't ruin it.
Yeah, right.
Because we just kind of drove home like, and we go, and it's gone. I was like, well, let's go check that church out. So we go there, and in the beginning, they give testimonies. Anybody getting testimonies? Right. And afterwards, they pray for people. And there's only about 50 people in there, but a lot of people just come through there. And just so many miracles. It was crazy. You know, they'd be full of cancer, whatever it is, and then 2 weeks, you know, the doctors can't find it, or whatever, broken bones, instantly, you know, a lot of stuff was happening. And I was getting excited. At first, I go to one church, then the other. I felt guilty to leave.
At first,
like,
you're watching.
What happened? We missed. You know, I wonder what miracles have.
Right.
So I was going there about a month or two, and I walk out, and the pastor, Bobby's dad, was saying the sinner's prayer with my girlfriend. I'm like, well, what's that? What are you doing? Oh, we're saying the sinner's prayer. What's that? I said, well, I don't know if I did that. I got baptized. He said, well, it won't hurt to say it again.
You got baptized.
And I didn't know he had an anointing, they said, where he would hug people and they get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy walked in so much love. He had been an alcoholic his whole life. And so I said it again, and the Holy Spirit come on me. I didn't know what was happening. I couldn't quit shaking for 4 hours. And I drank one time after that, 1989. Never drank again.
That was it.
It was real.
That was it.
Quit sleeping my girlfriend I'm living with.
Wow.
And then about 6 months later, we broke up. And I decided to fast one day. And I was working. I had an irrigation business. And bolting a time clock on the wall. That's the first time I knew I heard him. It was a knowing, though. It wasn't a voice. But it was strong. I knew it was him.
What happened to the cyst?
Oh, it was gone.
They were totally gone.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for that part.
And you know, it was in there. But you know, when you said, it's almost like the scripture when he says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you've been baptized? Yeah. That was his story.
Yeah, since you've been baptized.
Yeah,
what about
he says,
since you believed?
Baptized, yeah, right. But I never said the prayer.
Wow.
And then he gets filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And then, not much more. Basically, I was bolting a time clock on the wall. And I didn't know much about fast. I kept hearing these stories. I was fasting. This happened. I'm like, I'm going to try it. And then he said to go pray for this man. His son used to work for me, and I didn't know him. And his back was messed up. He hadn't missed work in like 25 years, worked for Grumman Aircraft. Good, godly man. I went home like any man would, and I cried for a half hour. Lord, I can't do this. Don't make me do this. I don't know him. And then I never heard anything. I finally said, well, I know you're not telling me I don't have to go, and I know you told me to go, so I'll go. I went out there, and he instantly healed him, and that's what got me. I just started praying for everybody, and he healed about eight people in a row. And then I'm in Alabama. There's this little lady with arthritis. I didn't know anything about spiritual roots of disease. I'm like, well, surely you'll hear her. You healed the drug dealer. You healed the guy that's in prison for stealing cars.
Yep.
You're healing all these others. Prayed, nothing happened. So then I went back and forth for till 2002 when I got learned about spirits and spiritual roots of disease, and because arthritis, unforgiveness is an issue.
It is.
I don't even pray for arthritis anymore. Yeah. I lead him to the forgiveness. The arthritis leaves.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Such a stronghold. Wow. Well, it is right now 5:40. Where did the time go?
Yeah.
I mean, we just, seems like we just came in here. Dave, you've been so quiet. You just got a little smile on your face, like you had a long siesta today and you're all charged up.
Oh, yeah, I did have that. But I'm just enjoying hearing the testimony.
Pretty awesome, right? Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Amen.
Phone number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I know we're talking and you're listening because there's a lot of people that grew up in church, but they have not yet experienced the power of God in your life to set you free mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and to bring that deliverance that totally transforms your life. And let me tell you, it is for real. James, you're just talking about it too. And it's not to condemn what's already happened. Say, thank God, that's good. But don't park when there's still more that you need. Don't stay in a rut.
That's right.
When God is calling you to move on. And it was hard for me when God started rocking my boat. And, you know, I grew up in my little conservative religious bubble. And, you know, I was born again. And that was great. And what is this stuff about the Holy Spirit? And what is this stuff? You know, I'm being invited to places where these people danced and they carried on. And I'm like, man, you know, these are weird people, you know, but God's here. God's here. And then I'd hear miracles, see miracles. I'm like, man, I'm nervous. You know, I don't know what's going on. I didn't know their songs. I didn't know what was happening. But I started saying, God, I just want what you have for me.
Yeah.
So wherever you are today, if you're hungry for more and you need more in your life than you're finding, don't blame it on the church. You know, open your heart. I know a lot of you have the same thing I had. I had tons of religious learning, theologies, classes, studying, degrees, all this kind of stuff. I had all this stuff, but I still had needs in my life. And God started doing things that didn't line up with my theology. And I said, I better read the Word.
Amen. Amen.
I better start reading God's theology book. Mm-hmm. And wow, I found out it's in the Word. It's in the Word. And God has so much more. Don't limit God in your life to what you have had in your past if you need more. Right. If you're hungry for more today, would encourage you to reach out. In fact, I think we should just take a moment and pray. And I don't know, James, you or Luann, I just sense we need to pray right now. Somebody's listening right now, and God's touching your heart. And I know we're supposed to be here raising money today. But you know what's more important? That you hear the call of God. And I just sense God's calling somebody right now, right now.
Yes. So, Father, we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray for that person that's listening, those people, your people, Lord, your children, that their ears are open to hear your call, your love, that you pour out your love through the airwaves, Lord. You just speak to them. You know each and every person's heart. You know their thoughts. And the words that we're speaking today, let them be anointed and blessed by you, Father, so that when they hear them, it pierces through their hearts, that they can hear you and see you and feel you in every thought and in every word that they're hearing, Father. We just pray your peace and your love over every listener right now, Father. Just open their hearts and let them just recognize the areas that you need to be poured into, Father. Every chamber, every room of their hearts, Father. Just let your light shine through. If there's any repentance, let them speak that right now. Any forgiveness, Father, we choose to forgive. Amen. We just have to say we choose to forgive that person, Father. And forgive me for allowing unforgiveness in my heart, for allowing fear in my heart. Mm-hmm. That's all we have to do. When he says repent, we just have to turn our direction to him. And so he says, look at me, follow me, and I have peace and joy and love. So who's ever listening, everyone who's listening, that's the words that he wants to speak over your life, Father. We just thank you for your word. Everything in your word is yes and amen, all your promises. And we pray that over each and every listener in Jesus' name.
And I just sense God is saying to someone, the enemy's telling you that you've tried it all and it didn't work. Let me tell you, it's time to try Jesus and to just lay it all down right now. Just lay it all down. And let me tell you, religion doesn't work, but God works.
Yes.
Man's teachings may not work. You know, that his disciples were hanging out there. They could not bring the deliverance that was needed to that father son. But when Jesus arrived, the power of God was there. And let me tell you, the power of God is right here. God is at work. And if you will just cry out to God, cry out to God. I just sense somebody needs to cry out to God and surrender your life right now. Surrender everything. Surrender everything to God. And let today be your day of new beginnings in Jesus' name. Yes. Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank
Jesus'
you.
Name.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. You know, I don't know. I see the causeway. I see somebody pulling off, somebody that's sitting there by the river. That is, you were just at the end of your rope. And God is just calling you. Listen,
yes.
God so loved you that he sent his son, you know, to die for you. And so the strongholds of demonic activity in your life, they have to go when you start surrendering to Christ. And God moves in, takes over, and deliverance is for real. The power of God is for real. Healing is for real. Had an elderly gentleman who, you know, he was laying in bed. His health was such that all he could do was lay in bed and look out the window. He was at Normandy. He was one of the guys that stormed the beaches. And he said, I've seen a lot of things in my life. I've experienced a lot of things in my life. But he said, Pastor, make sure you tell the people that God is real.
Yes.
There's nothing in the world, nothing in my life, all my life, that is like God. God is real, and his word is true, and you can trust him, and you can depend on him. Phone number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I'll tell you what, I know this is fundraising, but I believe when we're about the Father's business, he'll take care of what he's given us as business to do. I just believe that. And I know that may not make a lot of sense. I remember the days we used to huff and puff trying to run things down and run a dollar down. I just want to see people set free by the power of God. And that is the God that we serve. That's the God we serve. And I believe that's what's happening on the, you know, the college campuses with these kids. You know, they're just coming, and God's meeting them where they are. And like the woman at the well,
that's right.
Man, she did not go to the temple. She was not at the temple.
Right.
You know, she had come into the temple, she probably said, man, the ceiling will fall if I ever go to that place, right? But she was right where she needed to be to find Jesus. And wherever you are, you're at the perfect place to find Jesus right now. And find somebody that believes God's word. Find somebody that believes in miracles. Find someone that understands deliverance. Find someone that has the freedom that you want in your life. And don't hang out with people who don't believe the word of God.
Amen.
Many
Amen.
People will say, no, that you know, that those guys are crazy. They're you know what? I may be crazy, but I'm free.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
What it is. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I know
Amen.
What it is to be free.
Amen.
So if that's called crazy, that's where I'm going to live. I'm going to live in freedom.
And can I just say something? Because I'm all about the kingdom mentality thinking, kingdom thinking. So promise that the provision is a promise to us from God. And a key, this is how you unlock provision, is in your giving and serving. So that's just a little, I guess, gem. For
Amen.
People.
Amen. Amen.
It's one of the treasures of the Bible.
Amen. It
Amen.
Is for sure. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. And what do we have? 11 minutes left.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have $333 that we want to turn into $1,000.
Yes.
In 11 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles.
Amen.
However you're going to do it.
Yes. God's hand joining with man's hand.
Yeah. Amen.
Miracles happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So.
scepter in hand. Lord, you're a warrior, the Holy Son of Man. Your eyes blaze like fire, crowns upon your head. You are the Word of God, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah, our Lord Almighty reigns. Jesus Christ, our Savior reigns. Hallelujah, our Lord Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, Lord, our King, our God. Son of the Highest, faithful and true. Lion of Judah, there is no one else like you. King of the ages, bright and morning star. Wonderful counselor, all of life is in your charge. Hallelujah, our Lord Almighty reigns. Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Because you were forsaken, I
All right, and I do know it's true, and I'll tell you how I know it's true. I know he lives because he lives inside of me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I've had a lot of demons try to tell me otherwise, but I know. Once you know in your knower, you know. And who the Son sets free, I'm one of those. Hallelujah. Free indeed. And I'm not going to get over it because it's for real. It is for real. Well, Luann, you and your ministry came in with a 333. James, you had a great story about God ministering to you. What was that word from Jeremiah?
333. Call unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things you do not know.
Hallelujah.
I like that. Yes. I like that. And so here we are. We've been lifting up Jesus, and let's talk about what's just happened. We had Leonard, who went online and made a donation of $113.40.
Praise God.
Praise God.
40 cents. There you go. Don't miss the 40 cents. It's in there. Hallelujah. And we also have a donation that's coming in from Karen. Do you have an angel?
Yes, an angel donation of $667.
Come on.
Praise God.
$667.
Okay, we've
got an angel that came in. And then if that wasn't enough, we're already over. Dave, you have something.
I do, from James in Fort Pierce, a cash donation of $100.
$100. Oh. And so let me tell you that 333 is blessed from every angle. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. We praise God for that for sure. And that brings us, we're getting close to 45,000, 43,107, 43,107, 40.
That's right.
40.